Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It is November 4th, 2010, and today I want to talk about what I learned about leadership from one of the best dance instructors I ever had. Now, I took a salsa dancing class a few years ago, and at one point I was paired with the instructor, and as we danced, I was a little uncomfortable because the way he was holding me, there was no other place for me to put my left hand. And I remember this distinctly. I had it on his shoulder, and I'm like, man, that's not where I would put my hand. And, you know, it was not that it was inappropriate or too intimate, but I'm like, that's just not where I would put my hand. And I kept worrying that I was in the wrong spot and that I was touching him inappropriately and I was embarrassing myself. And a few minutes later, he turned to the rest of the class, and he spoke to the women and said, this is the spot where you should put your left hand. And it was exactly where my hand was on him. But I had not known that. And what I said was, well, how did I end up being in the right place when he didn't even tell me that? And what I realized was the way he held me, and held is not even quite the right word, gave me like no other choice to put my hand there, made that the easiest and only spot where I could put my hand. Yet at the same time, you know, I didn't feel forced, coerced, manipulated in any way. And in fact, the way I would describe his leading, it was like he created a frame for me with his own body to like meet him at. I did not feel like moved around at all. And it was almost like a magnetism, like if he had himself in exactly the right spot, that's where I would meet him at. And it was really easy to follow him in that way and be in the right position. And it really made me think a lot about leading, of course, at work, because that, you know, that's what my work is all about. So I described what he did as leading lightly, and gosh, what can we learn from him and from the best dance instructors we know around creating a frame, creating an environment, creating a space where people follow you effortlessly and they all know they're being led. And I don't mean that from a, you got one over on the manipulative type of perspective, but you're leading them in a way that makes it really easy for them to follow. And as I was preparing for this presentation, I thought of the Tao Te Ching and the Tao of Leadership and Lao Tzu. And there's one of his things in the Tao Te Ching that goes, a leader is most effective when people barely know he exists. When his work is done, his aim fulfilled, the people will feel they did it themselves. And boy, that is really how I felt. So what I want to leave you with today is, how can you hold yourself today so that your constituents effortlessly follow you?